This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Toronto Blue Jays Assistant General Manager Tony LaCava. Tony, what's the state of the Toronto Blue Jays organization right now?
Well, lots of good things going on. We just completed a draft that we feel is going to help stack the system for years to come. Major League club is playing competitively. Always, you always want to do better. But considering last offseason, we traded Vernon Wells and also Sean Markham for really the future. It's to hang in there like we are. It's a nice feat. But again, we definitely have our sights set higher. But that's just going to take a little time up there.
About the draft, we talked a little about this yesterday. The Blue Jays drafted a lot of really high-ceiling guys and guys who are seeing that their signing is going to be difficult. Why go after that kind of player?
Well, obviously, we feel like we can sign him. I mean, we're hopeful of that. We believe we have a great story to tell these kids about their futures and what we can do for them, and we're starting that process now. There are some challenges. We took some talented high school kids who have options to go to college, good schools at that. But we think we have a lot to offer too. So we're gonna take a run at all of them.
About the players who are currently in the Blue Jays system, we're getting to see quite a few great prospects here in Lansing. What have you heard about these players?
Well, it's a really exciting club, and this is my first chance to get in here this year. But I'm familiar with all these kids, whether it be through the draft or seen them last year. And so many of these kids are playing as well as they've ever played. And I think it's a tribute to the staff here. I think Mike Redman and obviously Vince and JT, the work they do, it's not gone unnoticed. And I could see the results.
What is the philosophy about promoting players when you have, let's say, a pitcher like Drew Hutchison has put together a string of great starts, or a player like Jake Marisnyk who's excelling? What does a player have to do, or what needs to happen ahead of him in order for him to get promoted?
Well, there's a number of things, Jesse. It's not just that they hit 300 or that they have an ERA of a certain amount. I mean, we're looking, the criteria for moving players in this organization is well thought out, and it's done in advance. We don't like to make any moves based on an emergency or out of emotion. So we try to, in the off season, sit down and talk about each player and where they should be and when they should move. And it's based on, obviously, their performance, but also their skill level, things mechanically that we've done and changed, try to change and see how they're doing at that level. And it's and emotionally, I should say, how they are, what their frame of mind is. And all these things are considered before we make a move. But it's not done out of knee-jerk reaction. We're definitely, it's well thought out.
Now, we see players at the single-A level. Right above us is Dunedin. Is there a basic difference between a single-A player and an A-advanced player?
Just those guys are generally a little older, a little more experienced. It's definitely more of a... I guess it's the next step for these guys. Very few can go from low A to double A without at least some time spent at the high A level. And that jump to double A from there is probably the one of the tougher ones. From the Florida State League to the Eastern League is where we find a lot of kids. It's where a lot of kids find their level.
One of the biggest changes for the Blue Jays minor league organization this year is there's another team in the system. Vancouver was added, and Bluefield. Why add another team?
Well, it's the corresponding move to drafting the way we've been drafting. I mean, we really made an effort to draft younger players and sign younger players in Latin America. So their entry into the game may take a couple years at short season before they can crack a full season club here. I think the competition for these players next year and going forward to get into Lansing is going to be fierce. I think, now that we have three short season teams, they're all going to be competing to try to get here next year. So it should be exciting for fans of the Lugnuts in the years to come. So we needed those three teams so that we could place each of these kids where they should be based on their development, and also have the ability to move them slowly to this point until they get to Lansing.
And finally, what's next for you personally after you leave here for Lansing? What are you off to?
I'm off to New Hampshire So that's that. I'll have seen all our affiliates, all the full season affiliates at that point, and then I'll be in Toronto for the next homestand after that, and then we start it all over again. I'll go start with Vegas and just go through the system again, and then we get into the trade deadline in July, and I'm sure I'll be busy then as well. So it's all good.
Toronto Blue Jays Assistant General Manager Tony LaCava. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. This is Big Country 92.1.